Here we are in October. See a lot of Halloween decorations out or on sale, and a lot of the key ones are skeletons. So it's reminding me about our bones, and maybe that's why they've got sort of bone health to talk about today. The World Osteoporosis Day is on Sunday, the 20th of October, and here to get some good information is Dr. Angus Worthing joining us. Good morning, Worthing. Dr. Worthing, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. I'm happy to be partnering with the nonprofit Women in Government to talk to you today about just that topic, osteoporosis and all of our skeletons.
Now, it says here that many don't even know that we're at risk of developing these weak bones. Tell us about that and any kind of symptoms, or how do we become aware of this?
Great question. Osteoporosis literally means porous bone, and it is a painless disease. People don't know they have porous bones or fragile bones until either they're screened by a simple DEXA scan, which is like a simple x-ray, or unfortunately until they break a bone. A broken bone can be devastating for people because more than a fifth of older adults don't survive the year after breaking a hip, for example, and a quarter of them can end up in a nursing home. So it's a critical topic for people and their families to know about.
Doctor, do we know the cause?
That's a great question. Older people are at more risk of osteoporosis because bones naturally thin out over time after age 30. But there are also multiple, what we call secondary causes, reasons that people's bones have become less dense because of medications, because of autoimmune diseases or cancers or other conditions that they have. And it's important for everybody over the age of 50 to talk to their doctor about whether they have these risks and should get screened. Every woman over 65 and men over 70 should receive a DEXA test.
Are women at more at risk, or is that just sort of, you know, not a truth, but sort of a myth on that? Are women really more at risk? And if they are, why? Why is that?
Great question. Women are 79% more at risk for osteoporosis and breaking bones. It's probably because of the effect of estrogen in a woman's body after menopause, and especially if a woman has menopause early in life, they're going to have less estrogen, and estrogen is really good for bone density. It keeps bones strong. Men, on the other hand, with a little more of the hormone testosterone, the male hormone, have a little bit stronger bones and more bone mass. But both men and women can get osteoporosis and deserve getting screened by their doctor.
How often should they get screened? And did you mention what point we should start these screenings at?
Sure. Like I said, if you're 50 years old, it's important to talk to your doctor about whether you have risks, and if so, get one of these DEXA scans. And then everybody over 65 or 70 gets a DEXA scan. If you pass the test and you don't have osteoporosis, sometimes your doctor will say, let's wait for another 5 years or so. But if there is a problem, low bone mass, so-called osteopenia or osteoporosis, doctors will often recommend medications in addition to lifestyle treatments and a follow-up test sometimes within a year or two.
Can we do anything as we're approaching that age or even younger to sort of strengthen our bones or give us a fighting chance in the older age?
Sure. The best things early on in life is to make sure you get enough calcium in your diet and some vitamin D if you have low vitamin D, and doing weight-bearing exercise. Just taking a good 20-minute walk is really good for getting that calcium packed into your bones. And it looks like people have about the first 25 or 30 years of their life until they're about 30 years old to pack all that calcium into their bones. So I'm glad you asked about what to do when you're young. Those are some of the things you can do.
Does osteoporosis play into that whole thing of maybe, you know, people getting older, they seem to stoop short, you know, they feel like they're shorter or they look like they're bending over? Is that all part of the same thing, or is that other issues taking place?
Multiple things can cause people to get shorter, but osteoporosis is definitely one of them. You're right. If people's vertebrae, the bones in the spine, compress because of the weight of gravity, that's actually one of the kinds of osteoporotic fractures, the bone just crushing a little bit because of the weight of gravity over time. The shape of those fractures and vertebrae can actually cause people to stoop forward, or a so-called Dowager's hump in the upper back, and over time can make people actually get shorter.
I heard that exercise is important related to that too. Is that just so that your muscle structures and everything are help supporting your bones and keeping them stronger, you're more flexible, so trips and falls and things like that, which could have ultimately, break a bone, are less likely?
Yes, you're exactly right. Exercise is good for numerous things. It's great for the heart health and for emotional health and keeping us healthy. But specifically for osteoporosis, exercise helps two things. It gets calcium into bone. That weight-bearing helps us grow our bones and get them stronger. And it also helps train the muscles not to fall. And so making sure that people are active, taking a walk, like I said, in a safe way, or doing weight-bearing exercise is really helpful. I often refer people to a physical therapist, which can teach people how to have a safe exercise, variety of exercises that they can do to keep their bones healthy.
If people want to find out more about osteoporosis or get the facts on what's going on with your bones, where's a good place to get some details on that?
I recommend people go to the website, womenandgovernment.org, which has a great bone health toolkit. People can also ask their doctor to learn more about osteoporosis and find out how their elected officials can make a difference supporting screening tests for themselves and their families and friends.
Sounds good. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning, and thank you for getting the information out this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.